Donald Trump is under pressure internationally and also on the domestic front. The US president has described an FBI raid on the offices of his personal lawyer as a disgraceful situation. Earlier today, federal agents raided the offices of attorney Michael Cohen, seizing records on topics including a $130,000 payment made to porn actress Stormy Daniels. I'm joined now by our North America correspondent, Connor Duffy. And Connor, what was the FBI looking for when officers raided Michael Cohen's office?
Sabra, we're still not entirely sure, but it seems that it does relate to, as you mentioned, the payment to Stormy Daniels, that is the chief target of today's raid. Michael Cohen paid $130,000 to Stormy Daniels for her silence on an alleged affair with the president in the run-up to the 2016 election. Now, President Trump has always denied that that affair happened, as has his lawyer, but in recent weeks that payment has become something of an issue itself, with some people saying it could contradict campaign finance laws. We know from Michael Cohen's personal lawyer, Stephen Ryan, so President Trump's lawyer's lawyer, that it had something to do with Stormy Daniels, and we believe that, according to that lawyer, Stephen Ryan, that this raid came about after an investigation from special counsel Robert Mueller, who's looking into Russian interference. We believe this payment didn't come under that umbrella, so it was transferred to federal prosecutors who undertook today's raid.
Now, we know that President Trump has responded to this. He was meeting with his top national security advisors today about Syria, and he was asked to comment on this particular raid. What's he had to say?
Well, the president was absolutely furious, Sabri. You could really see his anger coming through. He said that this was a disgrace, that it was an attack on the country, and he said that his lawyer's office had been broken into. So pretty extraordinary language, and here's a little bit of what he had to say.
It's a disgraceful situation. It's a total witch hunt. I've been saying it for a long time. I've wanted to keep it down. We've given I believe over a million pages worth of documents to the special counsel. They continue to just go forward, and here we are talking about Syria. We're talking about a lot of serious things with the greatest fighting force ever. And I have this witch hunt constantly going on for over 12 months now. And it's a disgrace. It's frankly a real disgrace. It's an attack on our country in a true sense. It's an attack on what we all stand for.
US President Donald Trump, and before that, our North America correspondent Connor Duffy.